But we want to get an update the day before now from Preston Parrish. He's the vice president of My Hope with Billy Graham. Good morning, Preston.
Good morning, PK. You really know how to rub it in, Hawaii, day when you all have had a blizzard up there.
Yeah, it's like a...
I'm sorry.
Welcome back to reality.
I'm sorry. It is that time of the year.
We are so excited. We are just so excited now on this day before Billy Graham's 95th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
There is such a movement of sharing the hope of Jesus Christ going on across our nation. Already we're hearing such wonderful reports of people seeing individuals they care about, they've been praying for a long time, come to faith, and we're really just on the threshold of the actual event itself. So we believe this is going to be a great time of turning to the Lord all across our nation, and we're just so thankful.
How many churches are we up to now, Preston?
You know, between the United States and Canada, where we're doing it simultaneously, we are now over 28,000 registered churches.
Fantastic.
And these churches are telling us they're anticipating over 250,000 homes, members opening homes, having people in order to share the gospel, utilizing Billy Graham's new message, The Cross. The Cross will be airing on Fox News Network tomorrow night, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It'll also be on lots of cable networks and also local affiliates, hundreds of showing times over the next 3-4 days. All of those are available for people to check out at watchbillygraham.com. And it's not too late for people to plan to have a gathering in their home or some other friendly setting, invite a few people in to see this message from Billy Graham. Yeah, he's so loved across our nation, and at 95 years of age, he still wants to share the message of hope with people, and people need hope. And so it's not too late for people to get involved and have some folks together. We will even send them a free DVD so that they can do it in the weeks ahead if they want to. And we're just praying that people won't miss this opportunity, this moment, this time of sharing and harvest across our nation, because people so desperately need the hope of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Such an intentional move, too. So we've been praying, of course, leading up to this, and the Holy Spirit is going before this big event tomorrow night. Preston, tell us a little bit. I know you kind of touched on that already, but people have already been coming to the Lord way ahead of the actual event tomorrow, right?
They have. Leading up to the airing of The Cross tomorrow, we released a couple of other programs similar to it earlier this year, one of them called Defining Moments. And in the last week, as you know, we had this occasion in our country where people go door-to-door gathering candy. And one man set up in his yard a big screen projection TV and played Defining Moments, the message of the gospel, on video there in the night for all of the trick-or-treaters coming by. He had 400 people come by his house to get candy, and as they came by, they stood out there and watched that message, and he gave every one of them an invitation to come back to his house this weekend to see The Cross. So I hope he's got a big house. I think he's going to have a lot of people there.
That's awesome.
Well, he's got that big screen probably all ready to go. So
yeah, right.
That's right.
Yeah, so you can have a variety of creative ways of getting this message to your friends and neighbors and relatives and that sort of thing, too. Talk a little bit, too, Preston, about the book that Billy Graham released, because all of these things are culminating and pointing towards tomorrow, obviously. But have you seen some impact from the book yet and that sort of thing, too?
Well, absolutely. People are getting the book. It's called The Reason for My Hope, Salvation from Billy Graham at 95, and it talks about such topics as rescued for something. You know, we tend to be thinking of being rescued from something, rescued for something, the great redemption, sin is in, talking about these times in which we live, the price of victory, defining Christianity in a designer world, no hope of happy hour in hell is one of his chapters. And of course, he is coming back, and people are reading this book and seeing clearly afresh, right out of the scriptures, a message for both our times and for eternity. Billy Graham, The Reason for My Hope, Salvation. And Mr. Graham, as you all are aware, is having his own sort of Matthew gathering tomorrow night in Asheville, near where he lives. And about 800 or so of friends and acquaintances are coming together. He's planning to be there, and The Cross is going to be shown to this group. And I know he and everyone working to set up this gathering are praying that there will be many decisions, many people turning to Christ right there in that gathering. And so he's practicing what he's preaching right there at home at 95 years of age.
Incredible.
That's
well,
wonderful.
It's amazing that the day is right here. We're on the eve of it. We've been talking about it for so long, and we're just thrilled that you've been able to join us and partner with us as we get the word out. Preston, thank you for your efforts. And in closing, let's just, if you don't mind, can we just pray for you and pray for the event?
Please do. You all have been such wonderful partners. We really do appreciate it. Please do pray.
All right, let's lift it up. Lord, thank you for this new day. Thank you for this event, God. I just pray for Preston and the entire team that has worked so hard to put this big event together with My Hope, and for Billy Graham, Lord. Thank you for his lifelong service of getting your message out across the world, Lord, to those that were lost and now are found because of his efforts. And we are just grateful for your hand being upon him. Bless him. Give him your peace that passes all understanding and joy as we celebrate his 95 years tomorrow. And again, just draw people in through this wonderful ministry of My Hope.
And Father, we just pray too that your Holy Spirit will just stir the hearts of men, women, and children all across this country, across Canada, around the world, Lord. And we just pray again for just a mighty move, at just a monumental event that it's going to be touching so many lives, Lord. And it shapes the culture. We can be changing so many things, Lord, for you. And so we pray again for your influence to just mm-hmm. go in a mighty way as you use your humble servant, Reverend Billy Graham. So again, we thank you for this opportunity and pray that it would reach people in wonderful ways that mm-hmm. we can only begin to imagine. A blessing on Preston and, again, his team, Father, as they work very hard in these next 24 hours, Father. We just ask all these things and pray with expectation, because we know that you are showing up in mighty ways already. So
yes.
Thank you for this opportunity, and we just bless your name, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks so much.
You bet, Preston. Power to you, and mm-hmm. Maybe down the line in a week or two, we could maybe check in with you again just to kind of hear a follow-up on what's happened since after the event takes place, I guess, and people experience it.
Be happy to. Thanks so much. Have a great day. Stay warm.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Thanks, Preston. Take care.